You are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Guess we're still dealing with this heat wave, and they're saying that this heat wave is now being linked to digestive illness and flare-ups. Apparently, many people who have irritable bowel syndrome is having it as a result of the heat wave. How does heat and irritable bowel mix? Don't understand. Not too sure. Molly, we got to talk about this Molly drug that's caused the death of two people. And it's, I guess, one of the latest and the greatest things that our kids are deciding to do, since obviously their lives are so full of turmoil that they have to turn to Molly. So we'll talk about that. We're also going to talk about the life expectancy gap, how it is growing between rich and poor women. What are we looking at? Life expectancy, I thought, was growing pretty nicely for all of us, but no, not with the poor women. We'll talk about that. And then, I guess, researchers were able to genetically manipulate mice and extend their life 20%. So as you can see, we've got a very busy day on the Dr. Dahlia Show, but never too busy to take your calls, your questions, your comments at 1-877-DOCDAHLIA, 1-877-DOCDALI. I wanted to talk about circulation. All right, because many of you ask about poor circulation. And, you know, we've been talking about a form of routine check for circulation, one of which you could do are your ABIs, your ankle brachial indices, taking a look at the blood pressure of the arms, the legs, etc. It's called an ankle brachial index. This helps screen for peripheral artery disease. But apparently a U.S. government-appointed panel says not enough evidence to recommend it for routine checks. So, you know, poor circulation is something that a lot of us start to notice, maybe starting at middle age, moving on, and it's pretty scary stuff. Because if we have peripheral artery disease, now peripheral artery disease as opposed to central, right, or even coronary artery disease happens at the periphery, okay, the legs, toes, fingertips, peripheral, okay, as opposed to more central, heart, brain, etc. And peripheral artery disease, you could start having narrowing of the arteries in the pelvis and the legs, and that can also cause blood supply restriction, not only to the periphery, but also to your heart. And if somebody is having problems with those types of arteries, who's to say they aren't having problems with arteries of their heart or even their carotids going up to their brain? So us doctors, we look at peripheral artery disease extremely closely. It's a huge concern. Now, one way we could screen for it is this ankle brachial index. It compares blood pressure in the feet with blood pressure in the arms. In healthy people, the ankle pressure will be 90% of arm pressure. But if you have peripheral arterial disease, right, blood flow problems, you could have possibly less than 50%, according to the American Heart Association. So these tests are pretty cheap. Doing a blood pressure in the leg and in the arm, how expensive could that be? But I guess it's the job of the task force, or it's the job of these government agencies, to make sure that we aren't spending extra money that we don't have to, a.k.a. Obamacare implementers, but that's neither here nor there, all right? So what I recommend to you, I mean, we probably need to talk about how do you get a test done that is not going to be considered screenable. Now, in the olden days, and by olden days, meaning right before Obamacare, if you thought you had a problem, you could tell your doctor, and your doctor would order the test. Nowadays, it's getting different. Okay, I'm hearing patients are asking, they're begging for a test to be done, and the doctors won't do it. So this is some scary stuff, okay, which is why I've already told you guys I want you to start saving money, because you may have to shell out the extra $50 or $100 for this blood pressure test on your ankle brachial index. I mean, I don't know how much it costs, but it couldn't cost that much, for crying out loud. We're talking about blood pressure readings. All right. Another test we could use for peripheral artery disease is peripheral vascular disease, or ultrasounds, You know, to look at the arterial blood flow and venous. You could also do angiograms and a variety of other things. But there's some cheaper ways to check. Very inexpensive way is trying to feel your pulses down there. If you have trouble feeling your pulses, that's a start. Well, what you need to do is be very proactive with your provider. Okay, now I understand many of you have written me and you're saying, look, you know, I'm with an HMO. They won't order anything. That's a problem. If you have the type of insurance where you can't go to a private doc, I get that. That's a problem. I get that. Okay? But if you come in with a list of symptoms, okay, all right, it should prompt them to order the test. And most doctors know that they could order the test and then the insurance could deny it. Now, true, nowadays doctors are actually getting fined and they're getting little check marks in their goodie book or whatever if they, you know, if they start to order tests that end up becoming positive. But one thing you could do is, like, let's say, for example, let's say you think you have poor circulation and your feet get cold or your legs hurt when you exercise. It's called claudication. Okay, let's say you've been a smoker for a while, etc. One thing you could do is you could write a letter, a certified letter to the doctor. Now, I know doctors are probably listening to this going, oh, I hate that. Okay, I don't mind it, all right, because, again, it's something I could put in the chart, and then I could use that to argue with the insurance companies to get the test done. So a certified letter, but be short and sweet with it, saying these are my following symptoms, and I would like tests to evaluate my poor circulation, okay? And that may help the doctor fight with the insurance company because now we have something in writing from a patient saying they have something. You know, if we don't order it, we could be liable later, etc. But, I mean, there's going to be we're going to have to be savvy on getting these tests done. Now, the insurance company can still say, no, I'm not covering it, but then fine. Okay, let them put that in writing, saying the insurance company will not cover it. Meanwhile, you express your concerns. Your doctor expressed that they wanted to order the test. Again, an ankle brachial index, not too expensive. Order the test, all right, and they denied it. It's tough, man. I'm worried. I'm scared for us. Don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOC-DELLY.
Speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So requests to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Jim Newcomer from Midas Resources, August 27th, 2013. Gold opened this morning at $1,418.90. A one-ounce gold coin can be purchased for $1,469.71, $734.85 for a half ounce, or $367.43 for a quarter ounce. That's $1,469.71, $734.85, and $367.43.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? Wait a sec. Gold and silver is going up while Congress is trying to settle on the next debt increase. And there's no end to this madness. That old 401k and IRA can be converted into physical gold without tax consequences. I explain this in my book, 10 Reasons to Buy Gold. Don't let time slip away. Call for your free copy today, 800-686-2237. Get away from that Washington spin and get honest answers about gold. 800-686-2237. The book is free, 800-686-2237.
American gardeners and fellow patriots, make the right choice with your money, time, and your family food supply. Choose 100% pure heirloom seeds in the Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. Why spend more? The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com is only $37.95 and includes 20 varieties of pure, hardy, easy-to-grow heirloom seeds. Yes, only $37.95. That's 70% less than our competitors. You could buy three Survival Seed Vaults for less than one of theirs. The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com includes detailed planting and seed saving instructions and ships same day. Plus, all orders over $49 ship free. MyPatriotSupply.com is American owned by patriots like you, passionate about freedom and preparedness. Call now, 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Or discover more emergency preparedness items when you order at MyPatriotSupply.com. Choose the original. Choose the Survival Seed Vault at MyPatriotSupply.com.
Nutritious food is real body armor. It builds muscle, burns fat, improves digestion, and feeds the entire body the nutrients it needs. Did you know the U.S. government banned the hemp plant from growing in the United States and classified it as a Schedule I drug to hide it behind the marijuana plant? People have been confused about this plant for over 80 years, and many still don't know what hemp is. So now you know hemp is not marijuana, and marijuana is not hemp. They are different varieties of the same species. HempUSA.org wants the world to know these basic facts and to help people understand that hemp protein powder is the best-kept health secret you need to know about. Remember, hemp protein powder contains 53% protein, is gluten-free, anti-inflammatory, non-GMO, and is loaded with nutrients. Call 888-910-4367, 888-910-4367, and see what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you only at HempUSA.org.
Summertime is sale time at Herbal Healer Academy. Current customers know this is the time to save big and stock up at HerbalHealer.com. New customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Right now, Herbal Healer's summer specials include our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale, CoQ10 with Hawthorn, Colon Enhancer, Sea Cucumber, Super Fem and Super Male Plex, plus Glucosamine Chondroitin, our best-selling liquid CalMag Vitamin D, and our colloidal minerals, all on sale for summer at HerbalHealer.com. And Herbal Healer also offers certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on to our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988. Herbal Healer Academy at HerbalHealer.com.
On the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-D-O-C-D-A-L-I. Big thanks to Genesis Communication Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Don working the dials. Please follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. Lisa writes, Doctor, I am a dental assistant and I work with nitrous oxide in the dental office. I've recently become pregnant. My OB says I'm clear to work. The doctor won't let me work there and has put me on unpaid leave. What do I do? Ooh, that's a tough one. I've heard of this before. Okay, I don't know much about nitrous oxide in pregnancy. Okay, most employers, if you have an okay from your gynecologist or your OB, that should help. But it may not clear them entirely of liability. I'm sorry. I want to look up here. Sorry. I want to look up. Sorry that I don't have it at the top of my head. What that can do, like with the laughing gas, the nitrous oxide. Let me see. See, from what I understand, you are supposed to avoid it. Hold on a second. Nitrous oxide and spontaneous abortion in female dental assistants. Hold on. I'm sorry. I'm looking this up online because this is important. I think this was a study where they looked at that. They said a total of 101 pregnancies ended as spontaneous abortions. An elevation in risk of spontaneous abortion was seen among women who worked with nitrous oxide for 3 or more hours per week in offices not using scavenging equipment. Usually what the scavenging equipment has, that section there, that... Okay. Now, this was a study in 1995. Okay, it's not the newest study. But what I'm under the impression of is when you're pregnant, you just try to avoid as much as you can, okay? Avoid dyeing your hair. Yeah, you could dye your hair when you're pregnant, okay? Avoid too much coffee. Yeah, you could have some coffee when you're pregnant, right? I mean, avoid medicines. Yeah, you could have some medicines when you're pregnant, but avoid what you can, okay? Same thing with alcohol. Avoid it, okay? Yes, there's been studies showing alcohol in pregnancy is safe. But what I did when I delivered babies is I said, look, if you really don't have to drink, don't. If you don't have to work around chemicals, don't. Now, we talked about miscarriage risk being high. Okay, we talked about that earlier in the show. And so, and this is just one study. Again, I mean, I don't want to do my research while I'm on air. That was a great question. If... What do you do if your employer is putting you on unpaid leave? You know, it's tough because, I mean, we're in a horrible market. I mean, in the olden days, if you couldn't work at a place because of, a condition you were in that could put you at risk, you just found a different job. Okay, found a job that was safer for you. A sit-down job somewhere, etc. Nowadays, no, it's not that easy. We're in a recession. You could likely be out of work for a long period of time, possibly lose your benefits, all right? You know, some of you think that that is completely unfair and pregnant women should be covered by the America's Disability Act. Some of you say, well, that's not fair to the employer. If she can't do a job and he's going to get sued if she miscarries, why can't he protect himself as an employer? I see both sides. This is some scary stuff. Now, you know, we were talking about certain states having protections. I guess 6 states, California, Connecticut, Illinois, Louisiana, Minnesota, New Hampshire, and Michigan, have laws that require employers to provide pregnant women some accommodations. Now, what does that mean? Okay, let's say you have no idea how to bill. So the dentist decides to put you into the billing department. If you don't know how to bill... I don't think you could force the employer to put you into a position where you can't do the job. I mean, he can't make you the roofer. He can't make you the dentist. He can't, you know, like with us, whenever we have a pregnant employee, we just don't have her do x-rays. We'll have her answer phones. We'll have her take patients back. Even if the OB says, yeah, she could shoot x-rays, now we keep her out of the radiology room. There's no worries, no need to. So but luckily for us, we have enough of other things for pregnant workers to do. But for a lot of other people, if they already have their billers and they already have their front desks, and you're supposed to be the main assistant and you're being paid as such. Some of these, like surgical techs or these dental assistants, they're paid bucks. And it's pretty hard for an employer to then have to replace that $20 an hour worker or whatever and then put you in a job that you don't do. I mean, you know, financially, there's only so much employers could do. So by accommodations, my guess is they have to then allow you, it has to be a position. If it's a position where you could avoid the chemicals, but then do 95% of your job, okay, then avoid the 5% chemicals. Have somebody else handle the chemicals. Have the doctor do that part, etc. But if they need that particular assistant and you can't be there while they're working, and he needs you out of the room and there's no other place to put you, where do you work? I mean, this is tough. This is really tough. And you did the right thing. You got your note from your OB. You got your note from your OB saying it's okay. The problem is, we're in the type of society now where I think employee-employer relations are the worst they have ever been. And it's scary. People are getting sued for offering staff bathrooms to transgender. Employers are getting sued for a transgender man who wants to live as a woman not being allowed to clean the women's bathrooms. you know, we're being sued. People are getting sued for a whole variety of things. And here we have an innocent person who is starting her family, getting pregnant, needs her insurance, and she's in fear of losing a job. Now, you know, I always recommend preparation, okay? And preparation, that's why I'm a huge fan of Freeze Dry Guy. Don't forget to check out your Freeze Dry Guy. It's never too early to be prepared. Great food, lasts a long time, easy packaging, get your Freeze Dry Guy. Okay, but going back to being prepared, you need to know what kind of a boss or what kind of a company you're working for before you get pregnant. And one thing you could do is this, okay? Again, it's very hard to do on day one because they may not hire you, okay, during the interview. But let's say you are, you know, with them now for a couple years and say, look, hubby and I may be wanting to start our family. Okay? So, not that you guys need to make the decision. It's our decision. It's a private decision. But I'd like to plan ahead. Do you want me to start cross-training on some other job? Because if I do get pregnant, I could then work at that other job because I understand this one particular job, I'm going to be exposed to chemicals, and I want to make sure this transition is as easy on you as possible. If I had an employee who would do that, they would be, I mean, they would be getting major brownie points. I mean, that is awesome. Now, if you, let's say, get fired, then you know what kind of an employer you were working for. And I know some of you are like, what? Oh, you got fired. She should have kept her mouth shut. Well, do you want to be fired while you're not pregnant and can get a job? Or do you want to get fired while you're pregnant? Okay, you need to really know. You know, I mean, I also have this discussion with people on antidepressants. You know, well, I want to be on antidepressants and I want to be on Xanax. And I go, now, are you thinking about starting a family? Yeah, I'm going to be starting a family probably in the next year or two. Then I'm like, well, then you may not want to start these medicines because you cannot be on these medicines when you're pregnant. Oh, really? You know, I mean, you know, if you are thinking about starting a family or if you are concerned that you're in a type of relationship where accidents may happen, you better prepare. And I think having a talk with your employer or making sure you could do a variety of jobs is in your best interest. It's better than to wait till you get pregnant and then get fired. Now, those are for people who are working in a job where you are going to be exposed to something that you don't want to be. So even if your OB says it's fine, you know, if you're like, I really don't want to be around nitrous oxide or I really don't want to be around certain chemicals or one of the buildings has asbestos and I don't want to work in the asbestos, you know, already plan ahead. Okay? It's the best thing you... Now, I understand... If they fire you now, it's very hard to get another job, so don't hold me responsible, okay? I'm just saying it may be something you want to think about, okay? Where if you guys do decide to get pregnant, then your boss already knows who will handle the nitrous oxide so he could cross-train. You see, we had this too. We had a couple PAs that were planning on getting pregnant. So what we did is I hired extra early. Now, it ended up being very expensive because we hired somebody we kind of didn't need, and then the staff person never got pregnant, which is fine, and it worked out good. Patients liked both of them, and actually things, you know, worked out for the best. But I love the fact that they were open about that because then we could plan ahead. And I would just say that, but a note from your OB is not going to be good enough. If employers are going to get sued anyway, they should say, well, an employer should have known better. So, all right, guys, don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877, Dr. Ali.
And you thought the most painful question from your child was this.
Are we there yet?
Questions on family trips are nothing compared to questions from real family emergencies caused by weather, natural disasters, or terrorism.
I'm super hungry. What are we going to eat?
Daddy, I'm scared. Why don't we have enough food?
Daddy should have been better prepared.
September is National Preparedness Month. Now you can be prepared. Now you should. Now you have awareness. And now you have your solution. Go to freezedryguy.com. FreezeDryGuy will get you ready with the Family First Responders Kit. It's your emergency solution with delicious freeze-dried food, safe water, and even fire starting. Call 866-404-3663, 866-404-FOOD, or log on to freezedryguy.com. Protect your family now with emergency preparedness and say,
we're there!
FreezeDryGuy.com.
It's hurricane and wildfire season again. Why do thousands of people sit in these reoccurring problem areas year after year, betting their lives that the disaster won't get them? Hundreds of you help eFoods Direct ship 50,000 donated meals to the Oklahoma victims. The problem is we can't help everybody. If every one of us who can will take care of ourselves, we can all pitch in to take care of those who really can't. The new just-in-case pack from eFoods Direct is the big brother to the 7-day emergency pack designed for Oklahoma disaster donations. It contains a 2-month supply for one person, or a 1-month supply for two adults, or a 2-week supply for a family of four. The $320 price is $50 less than retail. Call 800-409-5633 on the web eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. Order two or more, get 10% off, free shipping applies. Call 800-409-5633 on the web eFoodsDirect.com/Alex.
Got a simple question for you. Can you sell?
Yes.
Okay. Can you sell the intangible?
If yes, and you'd like to work 9 to 5, Monday through Friday, with no overtime, no weekends, if you're passionate about not closing sales, but about opening relationships, if you truly have a desire to serve global clients who need your advertising expertise, and you're local to the Twin Cities and Burnsville, are hardworking, self-driven, with experience in sales, marketing, or advertising, are personable and a whiz on the phone, GCN wants to talk with you right now. GCN, the Genesis Communications Network, is one of the largest independent talk radio networks in the world, and we're hiring right now. We offer benefits and an excellent commission structure. Experience preferred, but we'll train the right person. Is that you? Submit your resume today to advertise@gcnlive.com. Again, that's advertise@gcnlive.com. Come work with the Genesis Communications Network, an equal opportunity employer.
Positive results from satisfied customers of Heart and Body Extract continue to pour into our website, hbextract.com.
This is Al from New Jersey. One day I saw your ad for Heart and Body Extract, and it mentioned that it would help me with angina, so I decided to order. I figure I had nothing to lose.
Heart and Body Extract supplies your body with everything it needs to balance itself and maintain optimal heart and circulatory health with no negative side effects.
I took the formula 3 times a day as directed, and I kid you not, within 4 days, my angina pain was completely gone.
Order HB Extract by calling 866-295-5305 or online at hbextract.com. That's 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
I could not believe it actually stopped the pain. Heart and Body Extract actually works. This is just an amazing product. Even the numbness in my hands is completely gone.
Heart and Body Extract for a long and healthy life.
Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Please follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. So Ty from Los Angeles writes, Doctor, what does it mean when you have pain in the back of your leg while driving or while lying down? I'd love to talk to you because I need some more information. Is it just one leg or is it both legs? But whenever I hear somebody having pain in the back of the leg, I think sciatica. And, the nerve pinching. Because the back of the leg, as you have the nerve pinching between your lumbar vertebrae, you could have that pain while you sit, you could have that pain while you stand, you could have that pain while you lie down. I know we had been talking about peripheral vascular disease. That's also could be a cause as well. You could have lack of blood flow to the legs. And those can cause, that can cause pain even at rest. You know, we talk about claudication, whereas you, as you have, let's say, arterial placking build up, losing blood flow to the legs, those could be pretty, serious stuff. So, you know, there's a variety of things that can cause leg pain. Also, medication, you know, certain do it. Some of you guys on high dose statins, cholesterol medications, even low dose statins could do that. Muscle cramps, dehydration, lack of potassium, lack of calcium, shin splints, right? You have kind of connective tissues and muscles along the edge of that shin bone. Those become inflamed in some of our athletes. You know, some of you also could possibly be having a spiral fracture. You know, some of you guys have pain and you have no idea what's going on. A few weeks later, you go and get an x-ray and then boom. It's like, you know, you're like, oh my gosh, you got a spiral fracture? So, you know, a fracture even is something that you may not even realize you had because there was a trauma. I'm always concerned about blood clots. Whenever I have somebody that does have leg in the pain, leg or pain in the leg, even if there's no swelling, I will sometimes rule out blood clot. It's amazing how sometimes I'll find blood clots with no other signs. Especially with my truckers out there who drive for long periods of time, I get really nervous. Certain varicose veins also could do it. A lot of us have these real deep veins that get compromised, and the valves that are supposed to be in the veins there, that, you know, they kind of collapse, and varicosities, those could hurt, those could inflame. You could also have a superficial thrombophlebitis, which is some of the actual superficial veins start to get inflamed. It looks like a DVT, a deep vein thrombosis, but the deep vein thrombosis is a lot deeper, so that's a concern. And then, of course, narrowed spinal canal stenosis. This is something that makes that is a tough one. It's where your herniated disc puts pressure on nearby nerve roots, so you start to stenose or narrow your spinal canal. That could cause weakness and burning and pain and cramping, etc. Certain neuropathies, nerve pain caused by diabetes, certain medications, B12 deficiency, so a variety of different things can cause pain in the leg, and we just don't mess around. So my recommendation is if you have anything like this, make sure you talk to the doctor. First and foremost, have them do an x-ray just to make sure we aren't missing a fracture. Have them do some blood work. Have them check your medications. Have them look at your back, just in case it could be a pinched nerve coming from the back. Have them look at some of your salts and your vitamin B12s and things like that, and then make sure that you're not diabetic, et cetera. It's a pretty big workup, but, you know, pain in one leg, a lot of times I think of nerve, even though it could be vascular as well. Good question. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. A big breakup here. The union has dumped the AFL-CIO for its positions on Obamacare and immigration reform. The International Longshore and Warehouse Union has cut ties with the AFL-CIO, citing in part the private sector's union support for Obamacare and immigration reform. This has been reported by Fox News. In an August 29th letter to AFL-CIO President Richard Trumka, leaders of the 40,000-member union say if they become increasingly frustrated with the Federation's policy positions on such matters as immigration and healthcare reform. We feel the Federation has done a great disservice to the labor movement and all working people. President of the San Francisco ILWU. So, I guess Robert McElrath, president of the San Francisco-based ILWU, said its union supports the single-payer nationalized healthcare policy while the AFL-CIO backs Obama's tax on the so-called Cadillac healthcare plan that it has. Now, apparently Obama had promised no taxing, and so the ideology behind Obamacare and the tax and the Cadillac plans is not jiving, okay, with the union's creed. So that's a pretty big breakup. It was in breaking news. When you start to see the intra-union structure have issues with this, okay, we don't look like we're complaining about nothing, okay? There's issues with this, especially when it comes to healthcare plans. Taxing the healthcare plans makes no sense at all. Now, another thing that doesn't make sense at all, apparently these concert goers had to, their music festival, Electric Zoo, was canceled on Sunday in New York City after two concert goers overdosed and died while using the drug Molly. Now, the DEA and other health officials are starting to educate people about the dangers of the drug. Molly is a pure form of methamphetamine, the methamphetamine derivative MDMA. It's usually mixed with other substances to create ecstasy. The drug has been linked to a growing number of casualties throughout the United States, and apparently there's no, I guess, pure, you know how some people say, oh, this is the good marijuana versus not. According to Anthony Pettigrew, spokesman for the DEA New England division, said there is no good batch of Molly MDMA ecstasy. This is stuff, he says, that's made in someone's bathtub in either Asia, the Netherlands, Canada. He says you have no idea what is in the stuff. Now, they say Molly lacks many of the adverse side effects associated with other illegal substances. Apparently, there's supposed to be lower addiction rates, fewer apparent withdrawal symptoms. Yet, we still had two people die over the weekend. Okay? If they take the drug in higher and higher doses because they aren't feeling tolerant to it, etc. I don't know. They say large amounts of Molly can lead to sharp increases in body temperature, hyperthermia, which is high body temperature heat, liver damage, kidney failure, or cardiovascular system failure. Scary stuff. This ecstasy. I gotta tell you, I mean, the drugs when I went to school. Okay, yeah, cocaine was scary. There were people overdosing, but it was hard to get. It really was. Now, this is, it's easy. And by what I mean by hard to get is you really had to hang out with the wrong crowd. When you hung out with the good crowd, you were fine. Okay? Even at the concerts. Okay? It was very, very easy. I think, you know, I don't know if it was the way people dressed, whatever. It was just very easy to tell. Now, you just can't tell. Right? You know, and having kids in this day and age is pretty scary. So anyway, it's called Molly. Good golly, Miss Molly, pretty scary stuff. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. A 727-pound alligator was found. Oh, my gosh. A first-timer has been able to catch the 727-pound alligator. It was within a few hours of alligator hunting season opened, and I guess this is the record for the heaviest and longest reptiles to be caught in Mississippi. Let me see here. The first record was set early on Sunday with a 10-foot reptile weighing 295.3 pounds. A few hours later, Beth Trammell of Madison hauled in a 723.5 alligator. These suckers are huge. I don't know. I've never had alligator meat. I don't know. I guess you can make boots with alligator. So I've never. See, you know, a lot of times when I fish, I throw the fish back. You know, you find a monster like this, are you really going to throw it back? All right, guys, don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOCDALI.
All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
After 22 years of nutritional counseling, I've witnessed that a lot of illness can be linked to toxins and deficiencies combined. Improving your liver function and restoring your cells' ability to detoxify is essential to achieving radiant health. Listen to the real-world results of Doug and his wife after taking One World Way.
My name is Doug Didero. For years, I had an ongoing rash with itching around my eyes. This was due to metal dust particles landing on my face in the workplace. After being on One World Way for 2 weeks, I began to have a severe rash and itching sensation around my eyes. This rash and itching lasted for 5 weeks and is now 100% gone. Additionally, without extra exercise, I've also increased my muscle size, and my wife has lost weight and gained a more attractive figure.
Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
This October, thousands of people from all corners of the world will descend upon Orem, Utah. But it's more than the fall colors or the snow-capped Wasatch Mountains that brings them. It's the semi-annual Great Utah Preparedness Expo at the Utah Valley University Event Center. It's the most unique preparedness event on Earth, with over 30 world-class lecturers giving over 50 presentations. Learn from experts about below-ground greenhouses, super winter survival, herbal medicine, bunker building, even urban evasion and escape tactics taught by SEAL team trainers. These people are the very best, and they only get together twice a year at the Great Utah Preparedness Expo. There's also over 100 vendors selling very unique preparedness, emergency, and survival equipment, plus solar and alternative energy products. The semi-annual Great Utah Preparedness Expo, October 11th and 12th in Orem, Utah. Sponsored by Youngevity. For more, visit superprepfair.com. That's superprepfair.com.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeSig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeSig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeSig.com. And LeSig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeSig.com, spelled L-E-C-I-G.com. LeSig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
Guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communication Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Don working the dials, and a big thanks to you all for tuning in so diligently. Please follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, the Dr. Dahlia Show. Okay, so many of us lose our hair, and we run to the doctor, we get our thyroid checked, and bravo, because low thyroid could cause us to lose our hair, absolutely, and I'm proud of you for doing it, but there could be other things that are causing us to lose hair, alright, and even more than just male pattern baldness, and so I just want to quickly review with you guys some of the most common reasons we could lose our hair. Now, many of us, initially, we talk about stress. And stress does, absolutely. We go through stress. Sometimes it could be a death in the family. Sometimes it could be a car accident. It could be a surgery that we had. And I guess the type of hair loss is called telogen effluvium. Fox News has a nice in their health section, a list of things that cause hair loss. Now, even though hair has a life cycle, there's a growth phase, a rest phase, and a shedding phase. When you have a real stressful event, I guess it could shock the hair cycle, causing more hair to go into a shedding phase. Usually, though, your hair will grow back. Stress should not cause permanent hair loss, just like with pregnancy. Okay, hormones and hormone changes and stress to the body from a pregnancy can do it as well. Some of you grow more hair, some of you don't with pregnancy. Some of you lose hair with pregnancy. Okay? Some of you say, well, it's the prenatal vitamins. You know, yeah, maybe a lack of vitamins could possibly stress the body. But again, that should be reversible. And I'm not saying every time you lose hair, we need to run a pregnancy test on you, but it is something that I think about. Then, vitamin A. Fox News reports that overdoing vitamin A supplements can also trigger hair loss. I guess the daily value for vitamin A is 5,000 IUs a day. Sometimes you guys are taking up to 10,000. Again, it's a reversible form of hair loss, so watch the vitamin A that you're taking, okay? Sometimes we may be cutting back on our protein too much. I had some vegans who were losing their hair, and I talked to them about increasing some more protein in their diet, whether it be through nuts or eggs. I know it's hard when it's vegan. You're not supposed to be getting animal protein, but sometimes we'll see this. Now, male pattern baldness, okay, happens to at least 2 out of every 3 men. So 66% of men will experience hair loss by age 60. Women lose hair too, okay? Many of us don't like to admit it. We'll wear wigs, but many of us do lose hair. That could be your sex hormones. It could be genes, etc. You get kind of this M-shaped hairline or a under V or a W, or you could get the baldness in the back. Even though Propecia and Rogaine could help, this is not permanent. Or, I'm sorry, this is not temporary. That is obviously permanent. Then, of course, baldness. You know, there's female pattern hair loss, and females will lose hair like male, very genetic. Okay, women could also use Rogaine, right, and maybe to stave it off, but usually this type of genetic baldness is more permanent. We talked about hormones. Some of you will switch a birth control pill or hormones, etc. That could do it. Men, I always recommend check your testosterone, although we've been noticing more androgenic states could be associated with more hair loss. You know, some people taking steroids, I noticed some hair loss with them, and it's something that, you know, well, they're, you know, it could hurt you and it could help you. So, well, not the taking steroids, but in terms of the testosterone. So, something to have your levels checked. Anemia. Many people have iron deficiency anemia. They say 10% of women in their 20s to 40s suffer anemia. Okay? Easy blood test to do. All right? Now, even if you live in a developed country, okay, you could still have anemia by losing blood. Men could lose blood from their GI tract, women from their GI tract, genital tract, heavy periods, etc. So anemia could be an issue too. And of course, we talked about thyroid. Always get the thyroid checked. If you're going to do blood work, make sure they check your thyroid. Thyroid could do it as well. Now, vitamin B deficiency. Many of us do not check our vitamin Bs, our thiamine, or B12. Go ahead and get your B panel done. Why not? Okay? And even though you can make some dietary changes, like, you know, you get your vitamin B and meat and fish and vegetables, even fruits, okay? Avocado is really good too. Now, some of you may actually have something autoimmune, and there's an autoimmune-related hair loss called alopecia areata. This is very concerning, where people will get disc areas of hair loss on their scalp. Kind of looks like that movie Mel Gibson was in, forget what it's called, where I guess the aliens were landing. They left like these big circular areas on the field. I forget what the movie was called. But yeah, so they get that on and they're very circular areas. Usually we treat those with some steroid shots, and usually the hair will grow back in. But some of you could have lupus. And unfortunately, some of you with autoimmune diseases, you could have scarring of the hair follicles. And when you have scarring, it won't grow back. Okay? Weight loss. if you lose weight, if you guys are dieting or you have some significant amount of weight loss after bariatric surgery, don't be shocked. You may be losing some weight. Just like with pregnant women gaining weight and then losing it, it could be a shock to the body. Yes, many of us may need to lose the weight, but still, when it happens that quickly, it could cause shock. So, a certain type of shock. So, usually that hair will regrow, but many people do notice the hair loss. Now, polycystic ovarian syndrome. A lot of women have this, where they make ovarian cysts, weight gains, could have trouble with fertility, could be at higher risk for diabetes, etc. Usually PCOS or polycystic ovarian syndrome is pretty easy to diagnose, and sometimes doctors can reverse some of the changes with birth controls, pills, diet, etc. A lot of people don't realize that their antidepressants could cause hair loss. Okay, you know, they think, well, maybe it's because of the stress. Well, even ibuprofen could cause hair loss. I mean, if you take a look at some of these risk factors for, or not risk factors, but if you look at the PI, the prescribing information for some of these drugs, they will discuss hair loss in them. Just, it's something that many of us blow off and we forget. So make sure to bring a list of your medication to the doctor. Sometimes a pharmacist can also do a search for you on which of the medicines you're on could cause hair loss. That's something to look at. If it doesn't jive with your system, you could be losing hair. Of course, trichotillomania is people who pull out their hair. Many of you know you're doing this, so you wouldn't blame your hair loss on something else. But if you have a relative that's losing their hair a lot, losing their eyebrows, etc., you may want to talk to them about it. Okay, because they will. Now, I know a lot of us find a nose hair or a hair in our ear and we rip it out, or we pluck some of our eyebrows. You're allowed to pluck, but it's where you just can't control. It's kind of like a tick. You're constantly pulling on your hair and pulling it out. That is a disorder that has to be treated either from behavior modification or medication. All right, we talked about aging. Okay, you know, women start losing and thinning their hair in their 50s and 60s. It's amazing. I've always had real, real thick hair. I still have a lot of hair, but it's nothing like it was in my 20s. And I always thought, well, if I have thick hair, I'm good. No, no. We all lose our hair. I know. I'm going to be shopping for wigs soon. I have to. Then, of course, the anabolic steroids. These steroids that are abused by some athletes could cause you to lose hair. According to the American Academy of Dermatology, these anabolic steroids have the same impact as polycystic ovarian disease. So, not good. So, going off of those, hopefully you'll be able to notice a difference. So, that's kind of a quick review. All right, of hair loss. Just, you know, make sure you know, even if it is stress, you just don't want to blow it off. Okay, these are things that need to be looked at. I mean, your hair, losing your hair, even if it's not a direct disease on your hair, it could be a sign of something going on the inside. So again, don't just have your thyroid checked and say that's it. Make sure other things are looked at. And I usually get a dermatologist or a endocrinologist involved. All right, guys, I cannot wait to talk to you tomorrow. You all be safe and God bless.
There are those curious about bitcoins and those using and making money with bitcoins. What are bitcoins? A bitcoin is the first decentralized currency that can be easily transferred from person to person over the internet. No bank needed. This means lower fees, and accounts can never be frozen, limited, or closed. You are in control of your money. And the best part? You can start earning and making money with bitcoins right away. No computer or expertise is required to earn money with bitcoins, and a growing number of merchants now accept bitcoins. Plus, they're easily exchanged for dollars, euros, and more. Learn more about the easiest, cheapest, most profitable way to enter the Bitcoin market and get paid every 2 weeks by one of the fastest growing Bitcoin miners in the world at cloudhashing.com. Just like it sounds, cloudhashing.com. That's cloudhashing.com. We mine your business.
Hey, all you Dead Doctors Don't Lie fans, this is Justin Baker. If you missed the Doc Wallach seminar in January right here in Santa Cruz, then now is your chance to see him again. Dr. Wallach is going to be doing a Central California health tour the first weekend in September 2013. You'll have four opportunities to attend his world-renowned health lecture, which is helping people from around the globe reverse disease. Doc will be at the Pacific Cultural Center at 1307 Seabright Avenue in Santa Cruz on Tuesday, September 3rd. The doors open at 6:30 p.m. On Wednesday, September 4th at 6:30 p.m., we will be in Modesto at Soul Harvest Worship Center, 4718 Greenleaf Court, followed by two lectures on Thursday, September 5th at 10:30 a.m. at Mosswood Park Great Hall at 3612 Webster Street in Oakland, and the last event of the health tour will be in Sacramento the evening of September 5th at 6:30 p.m. at the Church of Scientology at 1007 6th Street. Don't miss these life-changing events. Seating is limited, so contact me today at 831-331-9523. That's 831-331-9523 to reserve your free VIP seats.